This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Again, Rav Leish, I want to repeat what I said. It's imperative to come early, because at the beginning of the sugya, things are said that make it understandable. Unless you know the Gemara by yourself, but if you're relying on hearing the pshat here, you must come on time. Otherwise, you'll waste an hour by coming late. Nun Omid Beis, seven shuras up from the bottom. Tona Rabona. Tona Rabona. Toisveid Svarin. Tfilin and Mezuzis. Hain. The Tagayat. And those who sell these things for them. The Tagay Tagayat. And those who retail them. The first one is a wholesaler, the second retailers. We call Ho'eskim of Lefe Shomayim. Anybody who makes business, a living from Lefe Shomayim, Lasui, to add, the Barashah doesn't say it, but the Gemara adds this. Mechrei Tcheles, for Tzitzis. Einon Reyen, Simen Broch, they'll never see a Simen Broch, I mean, they won't be wealthy. They can make a living, but they'll never become wealthy, so they should be able to retire. Because we don't want him to retire. We want him to keep on doing this mitzvah. We must took in Lishmore. With the Asik Lishmore, they could see a Sina Brocha. Because even if they'll become wealthy, since they're doing it Lishmore, they'll continue anyhow, say that. Now he goes on with the subject of Minhogim, following Minhogim. B'nai Beishon, the people of the town Beishon, they lived right near the big city called Soya. Nohad v'adaminik delohavi ozlim etzel etzidim v'malei Shabbat. It didn't go from Tzoyah to Tzidon Erev Shabbos. Tzoyah and Tzidon are two big towns in Phoenicia, north of Eretz Yisrael, and they're two big business towns. So Erev Shabbos, although they went to Tzoyah, which is right nearby, but they didn't travel to Tzidon Erev Shabbos. Now they could do it and come back, but they didn't. Why not? It was a minik. In order they shouldn't be too busy Erev Shabbos, they should have time to prepare for Shabbos. So the meaning was they didn't travel from Seir to Tzidon Erev Shabbos. Osu Benayu, their children came, means generations later came, Kamei before Rav Yechonah. Omole said to him, ah, wasn't our forefathers Erev Shalu? It was possible for them, because they made a good living anyhow, so they could afford to take off that day and not go to the big market in Sidon. But Anan, we are poor, low Evs are not possible for us. And therefore we need the earnings that we can get by traveling to Sidon every Friday to participate in the big market, the big fair. Oh, Mother, he said, no, you cannot do that. For Kibulu Abu Sechem Alechem, your forefathers accepted a minik, a chumra upon themselves, and therefore everybody who descended from them must keep that chumra. Shinema, Shema b'nei Musa Ravicho, Ve'al titesh, don't forsake teras imecho, the Torah of your people. Imecha means your mother, the Jewish nation. So your kehila, to which you belong, if you have the chumra, you have to hold on to that chumra, say that. Whole community begins a minik. It's not a private thing. And the minik is chal on all their descendants forever. B'nei Chuzoi, the people of Chuzoi, knowing that a minig, the mafeshi chala me'ahuz, they used to separate chala from rice. When they made bread, a flour out of rice, dough out of rice, now that's potter. According to the Torah, only from chamesh saminim, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, that's called bread. Lechem. From that you have to separate challah from the dough and give to the kohen. But they were machmir even from rice bread. They used to give challah to the kohen. The chumrah. Also they came Amla the Rabbi Yosef. They told him that. Amla, so he said, Nechlo Zor Be'apayot. Let a Zor, non Kayan, eat that challah in their presence to demonstrate that it's not challah. Challah is also to a Zor. So if you separated challah from rice, bring in a non Kayan and tell them to eat it in the presence of the people there and let them show that there's a wrong minig. So we see Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yosef, broke off a minig. Israel, they asked the cash, Israel, why ask the cash on Rabbi Yosef? How can you do that? Things that are actually mutar, but acherim no agu ben isa. But some people on the isa, the machmir, you have no right to show heter in their presence. So these people are knowing isa, and you'll show heter, they'll think that you're breaking the dinim of the Torah, and they'll use that as a model to break other things. Even though actually it's no Isa, but since there are no Isa, you have no right to be Mati and their person here also. They thought that you have to separate challah from rice. So how could you, Rabbi Yosef, say, but a non can eat that challah and show them that they don't have to separate challah from rice? Rabbi Yosef said, didn't we learn? When do you say such a thing? That if people are knowing Heta, knowing Isa, you can't be Mati and their presence, because it will mislead them to do other things. It's a case of kusim. Kusim are ignorant people. Even though they say they're gerim, but still, they don't know their Torah. And in the presence of kusim, you shouldn't be matir the chumras that they are machmir, because that will lead them to do kulas and things that are really also to be mekel. Kusoyim, my time. Now, these are not kusim people, but they preserve. What's the reason that kusoyim, you can't be make of their presence? Mishum de mistachem ilsa. The thing will snag, it means it will drag on other things. From this kula that you're make of, they'll consider make of eating things that are really also. That's why it's also to be make of. Hanich, these people, nami, the bnei kusoyim are not learned people. They're far away from yeshivas, not learned people. Nami sochem ilsa, they'll drag on other things too. That's why it's also to be matir. So it's a kasha. So how can Rav Yosef be matir? I'll say that again. Second line. Omar Rav Chizda b'kusoy. It's only by kusim do you say you can't be matir something, they're knowing isa. But the people of Chuzoy are not kusim, so you could be matir. Because they won't learn from one thing to do other things. Why not? Kusoy, my time. What's the reason with kusoy? Kusim, you can't be matter. Mishum vis misra mils, it'll drag on other things. Hanech nam inshi, the people of kusoy, and also not lamdonim. Nam isoche milsa, they'll drag on other things. So how can it be matter that a zal should eat the challah from the rice? There'll be matter other things because of that. They'll say challah even from wheat. Azar is mutter to eat. Elom Arabash, a different shot. Explaining what you do in a case like that. Chazina, we see. If most of the people there ate rice, if rice is the main staple instead of bread, lo noichlo zar be'apay. Azar should not eat the challah that they separated from the dough. Why? Because Dilma Mishtake Teres Chalav, maybe the whole din of separating Chalav from the dough will be forgotten by them, because they don't have other kinds of dough. They eat rice. They don't have wheat bread or oat bread. And since that's the only thing that they have is rice, so it's good for them to separate Chalav from the rice, at least to keep alive their memory that there's such a thing as Chalav. Otherwise, they'll forget the entire thing of color. That's why it shouldn't be a matzah to them. They should keep in mind at least there's such a thing of color. But if most of them eat five kinds of grain, not rice, a non-Kayan should eat the challah they separate from the rice to show that it's not challah. Why? Dilmo, maybe, means if you allow them to continue separating challah from rice, They'll think it's a real challah. So they might come to separate from this on something actually is higher in the challah, from one min on another min. And that, to separate from what's potter and what's higher, it means it's terrible. You separate from what's potter or something that's higher, so the thing that's higher doesn't become potter by means of that. And therefore, we have to show them that this challah is not challah. Say that inside. The bottom taste, they say, how is it possible to make such a mistake to separate from rice on wheat? You can't do that anyhow. If one is worried, they'll separate from Tur on Chiv. But rice and wheat are two different kinds. Nobody does that. Even Chiv on Chiv, they can't separate two different kinds. Talk about the kasher. And Teisa explains, when you mix the flour of rice and of wheat, so it's considered like one thing. If you separate from another mixture of flour of rice and wheat, on this rice and wheat, it's min al mina. But sometimes there could be more wheat in this batch than in the other batch. And therefore, if you separate from one batch to another, it's min al achiyah. This explains, once it's mixed together, it's called mina. That's what they say. You mix together, even the proportion is not exactly the same, it's called min al mina. But since here you have rice that's potter, and the rice that's potter you're taking from here on the other group, other batch. It could be that you're taking from here in a place where there's more rice in this corner from which you took the tumah, the challah. You took in a corner of this batch where there's more rice, and you want it to be for the other place where you have rice and wheat. So proportionately, you don't have enough challah to potter the other kind. Right on side, come on. Ufedvorim amutorim ve'acherim no'agu behen isa i'atov v'shoy la'atirov. You cannot make it mutter in their presence. Omar Rav Chisda b'kusoy asking. We're dealing with kusoyim, or very ignorant people, because once you show them that you can be matter something that they thought was isa, they'll be matter things that are really awesome. For everybody else, not. Only for ignorant people like Kusim. But for other people, it's mutter to be matter something that they were knowing Isa. But Tanya learned Amaya, two brothers can go to the melechetz and bathhouse together, even though they see each other naked. No harm. But in Kabul, it's a certain town, they didn't permit brothers to go to the melechetz together. Brothers shouldn't see each other naked. There's a meaning there. Strangers, we don't care, but brothers who see each other frequently, it's not nice they should remember each other's picture when they saw them naked. Brothers are supposed to see each other always in the idea that they're clothed. But in their mind, they'll see them naked when they look at them, even when they're clothed. It's not good. There's a meaning in Kabul, brothers should not go together in the melechetz. Well, my said happened to Yehuda v'Hillel, these two people, Bonel Sharab and Gamliel, Sherach Sushne, they came to Kabul, Sherach Sushne and Kech, they both bathed together in Kabul. The laws of Adam called in, and the whole town spoke against them. How they do such a scandalous thing? Omar said, Mi Omeno, in all our days, Lo Ilecha, we didn't see such a thing that brothers should go together in the melechetz. Now, when the brothers heard that the people were talking against them, when Nishmat Hillel slipped out, we also the Beis HaMelech went to the outside room where people are dressed. He went out of the melechetz in order not to break the minhag. But they also didn't want to say, Mutarat, have you permissible? Al Pidin is mutar for brothers to bathe. Only a couple not. He didn't want to tell them it's mutar. So we see that even a place where people are not Amei Haaretz, still, you cannot tell them it's mutar. Another story. You go out with the slippers on Shabbos. In the town Biri, it's a town in Bovel, they don't wear slippers on Shabbos. Why not? Because they're afraid it might fall off your feet. you're crossing the street, and you might pick it up and carry it across the street with you. Might come to carry on Shabbos. Umayse bihuda v'hile albono shalav gavriya were visiting, she Yosef went out because the kisa was slippers of Shabbos in Biri, and the whole town was talking against him. Omar said, Miyomenu, all our days, lo inika, we never saw such a thing. The Shomzer said, they took off their slippers, on the son they gave it to the Abodim that were in the house. They remained, they left the slippers in the house, and they walked out barefoot in the street. Well, they also, they want to say, we're talking that town. So we see that even though people in Biri are not Amei Ha'aretz, still you're not mad at something that they're naik is another story. You can sit on a bench with goyim on Shabbos. A goy spreads out some of his wares to sell, merchandise on the bench. And the minute you get the customers, sit down on the bench and look at the merchandise that's on the bench. So on Shabbos, you can sit down. If you're tired, you can sit down on that bench and rest yourself. Well, Einon Yerishvin al Sav Solenochem be Shabbos be Ak. In Akud at a minute, a Jew doesn't sit down on that bench because it looks like he's going to buy merchandise. Umay Sebe Rabban Shibim and Gamliel, Shay Yoshev al Sav Solenochem be Shabbos, he was walking, he was tired, so he sat down in Akud on the bench to rest, where Goyim had the merchandise on the rest of the bench. Well, Luaz will call on me, everybody spoke against him. Immediately, a whole scandal arose in the town. They saw you sitting on the bench. Everybody began coming together and shouting at him. What are you doing here? Nishma, so he slipped off the bench. Agavikai sat down on the ground. So we see that even in these kehilas, they're not Amei Ha'aretz. Still, if they're Neig Isa, you cannot tell them it's Mutar. So he's telling me only Kusoy, and telling me, but they Medinas Hayam, the people in the far off cities, far from Eretz Yisrael. Now, even the little Shchiter Abba Gabayu, they don't have Talmid Chacham among them like we have in Eretz Yisrael or in Babel. Kusim don't like Kusim, and therefore they'll also be Neig Hetter. So if it's Eretz Yisrael or in Babel, like in the Ninhadoye, or the other place where Jews are full of Talmidei Chachamim. So we're not afraid to tell them it's not Osa. It's really not an Isa. But in places where they're not full of Talmidei Chachamim, if you tell them it's not an Isa, they'll come to be a matter of things that are really Osa. Say that. We learned that he didn't sit on benches of the Goyim where they used to put their wares to sell on Shabbos. We used to live south, so they're not. This is right. The people didn't sit. In the meaning, not to sit on benches of Goyim, where the Goyim had their wares to sell on Shabbos. It looks like he's buying his house. Why do they sit down there? People think he's buying from their Goyim. You know, he only sat down to rest, but people will think he sat down to buy from the Goyim. Also, before the occasion, Nami, also, people are admitting not to go out with slippers in those places on Shabbos. Dilma mishtalti and might fall off, might be pulled off his feet. Slippers fall off easily. We also see now that I'm a Jewish Shabbos. I come to carry him 4 hours in the street. They carry the slippers in his hand. That's why I admit not to wear slippers. It's my time of life. Why wouldn't brothers bathe together? Go to the mother, to the bath, to the river, to bathe together. And for all the kids, I learned, in ha'koyil, all number eight. A man can bathe together with everybody, except his father, the chomer, and his father-in-law, u'bal ima, and his mother's husband, she married a second time, u'bal ha'chesed, and his sister's husband. All these cases, if he sees them naked, it causes him to think thoughts that are not worth thinking. If he sees these people naked, it causes him to think. I guess one example, I should say, he sees his father-in-law naked, I think that's where his wife came from. She was born from him. So therefore, In all these cases, it will stimulate warm thoughts. So, then it's also to bathe together. Abiyuda says, when his father is permitted to bathe, to honor his father means to serve him, like to wipe him with a towel, to other services to the father. That was originally. Ruadin Baal Imer. Also, his Abiyuda's mater, his mother's husband, is his stepfather, he calls his mater, for the sake of honoring him and serving him. That was the original Issa, that's all. The brothers were permitted to bathe together. But also, either they came in that place, the more instance above, and they added another part to that. If those will be saying, oh, there's two brothers, they said it's also to bathe together. Mishum Baal HaChesed. But the two brothers will bathe together, and might come to bathe together with his sister's husband. That's also. So that's the reason why they were Mahmadis Kunas in that place. Chapter 8. The words are similar, like how much of my day together with his rabbi. The Mirabo, so that when the rabbi needs him, and his mother. The Oshe Rabbi, Baba Hanan, tells a different story in time. When Rabbi Baba Hanan came from Eretz Yisrael, Ochal the Ayisa, he ate the fat on the bow, on this bowstring of the stomach. Now let's imagine here the bow. A bow is like this. And the bowstring is here. A stomach is curved like this. And the bowstring of the stomach is right here. There's fat over here and fat over here. The fat over here, in Eretz Yisrael, they were nearly had to eat it. The fat of the stomach over there. They didn't consider it tailor. And Bobel, the Ramach may not eat that fat, because he eat that fat, he might not eat it down on the other side too. And that's real tailor. So Ayisa means on the bowstring. The fat across the curve, on the inside of the curve. Right. Again. He also Rabbi Baba Chonon, who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Ochal the Ayisa, ate the chelet on the Yesa. Yesa means the bowstring, inside of the stomach. On the curve of the stomach. Because he came from Eretz Yisrael where there were no Yigeta. And in Bovel, there were no Yigeta. Ulegabe came to visit him. At that time, they were eating Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Breda Abuna. But they were Babylonian. Even the Chazir, when he saw them coming, and according to them, it would be wrong for him to eat it, Kashima, he covered it up. They shouldn't see he's eating it. But they caught on what he was doing. And later they spoke it over to somebody else. Also, Amar Abaye came and told Abaye. Abaye said, Shabir Hu Kifuse, made you like Kusin. It means, when you are knowing something heta, and somebody else is named Isa, so you shouldn't be maple in his presence, because if you show him that you're maple, he might come to be maple something that's not supposed to be maple. But he said about the presence of Kusim. Kusim are ignorant male. And their presence don't make any courts, any leniencies. But if they see some leniency, they'll think that you can be mean in other things too. So Abaye said, he considered you like Kusim, he's just like ignorant people, and you will learn from this to be made of something else. Pray the mother, Rabbi Baba Chonon, did such a thing. Let's say, does he hold the Mishnah? Or did not know you sleep all of Chumay Amotim Sheyotzim Hashem? Chumay Amotim Sheyotzim Hashem? You have to be made both Chumay. The Chumay is the place from where you came, and the Chumay is the place to which you came. And now he's in Boba, he should be made the Chumay and Boba not to eat Ayisa. Omar Abaye, how do you win is this? That we say this rule, that they've been married both homeless. New Bobola Bolesi have come from Nehalagoye to Sura at two different parts of Bobola. Shmuel was in Nehalagoye, and I was in Sura. Come from one place to another, they have to be married the homeless of both places. Or Mehalagoye, so they came from Golu two Yehuda. A Yehuda and a brother. They're different in Hogan and Eretz Yisrael. So there have to be there the chumas of both places. Or in the Bava and Eretz Yisrael, they also have to be there both chumas. I'm on Eretz Yisrael and Bava, Allah. We come from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, they have a right to disregard the chumas of Bava. Even the Anan Kaitim, since we and Bava are humbled before the people of Eretz Yisrael, we're subject to them. We consider them our civilians, our dinei kadosh. Now these words are a little difficult. The meaning that they do according to their way. It should be only they do kadosh like they do according to them. What are you saying now? That's another. It's a remarkable thing because in Bala, in the times of Abaye, the Tevers are very high level, and still they always consider themselves as inferior to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, only of Eretz Yisrael. If somebody came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he could still be named the Kulei of Eretz Yisrael, he could disregard the Chachmei of Babel. The Eretz Yisrael is superior to Babel. That's what he said, say what he said. Covered it up, the question was, even nobody looking at Osir, you have to follow the Chumas of the place to which you came. Since he came from Eretz Yisrael, he was absolved from the chumras of Bava. But he covered up anyhow, not to show them, but to discourage them from their mitzvah. Avashi only says, no, I feel it, hey, now it's over. If you come to Eretz Yisrael of Bava, you also have to be named the chumras of Bava. And in one of these words, they die for love, they don't intend to return. You come from one place to another, you have to keep the chumas of the place from which you came, and the chumas of the place where you settled. You have to keep both chumas. But Rabbi Baba Hora died at last. Are you intended to come back? Then they remained at Ben Eretz Yisrael, even in Bava. That's the person in Eretz Yisrael comes to Bava. And if the person went good for Mary, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, that's he takes 2 days yontif. But he intends to come back. But suppose he intends to settle in Eretz Yisrael, the Yehudi can keep one day. He doesn't have to keep the chumras. When a man comes from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so we say, he's mechuyev to keep the chumras of Babel too. But he intends to go back to Eretz Yisrael, he's not mechuyev to accept the chumras of Babel. So what is he saying? That you have to keep the chumras of both places? When you intend to settle in one place, about both chumras, then to return, you're going to need not accept the chumras, the place where you're going. Now, it's a little complicated. I don't want to go into all the details, which I'm making it as fuzzy as possible. So once more, when you come to ask yourself to Baba, you also make for you to accept the chumras of Baba, unless you intend to return to ask yourself. See that back on the side.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.